I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
The perfect couple.
A little bit of the trailer of the new film, The Theory of Everything, which stars Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones. He plays Stephen Hawking, the physicist who was diagnosed with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease when he was 21, but has managed to outlive that diagnosis for decades. She plays Hawking's first wife, Jane. It's just one of the movies making a splash at this year's Toronto International Film Festival, which is a place where Oscar buzz often begins. Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr is there. So, Ty, is there buzz this year?
You know, not like there was last year when we had like 12 Years a Slave and Dallas Buyers Club and Philomena and Gravity. And this year, everybody's sort of looking for the movie or movies to take off. And there's a lot of good stuff, but nothing that has everybody really talking until yesterday when The Theory of Everything showed. This is the story of young Stephen Hawking and his marriage to Jane Hawking. It's based on her memoir with the young actor Eddie Redmayne, who most people know from My Week with Marilyn. He didn't play Marilyn and Les Miserables, where he was Marius. He's a pretty protean talent, and he's kind of amazing as Stephen Hawking, both as a youth and up through middle age. And Felicity Jones, who has the less showy role, is equally as fine. It's the kind of movie that pushes every Oscar button out there. You know, it's about a real person. It deals with physical infirmity. It's really mostly about the relationship between the two, and at times it's heartbreaking. And yes, it's British. It's oh so terribly British.
Well, let's take a listen to some of the other films that you want us to focus on. Nightcrawler stars Jake Gyllenhaal as a loser looking for a job. He finds his calling at the scene of a traffic accident. Let's listen to a little of the trailer.
Hey, back away.
I got it. I'm back. I'm back.
Will this be on television?
Morning news. If it bleeds, it leads.
Are you currently hiring?
Okay, so what does he get hired as?
Well, he goes out on his own and he decides he's going to be a freelance video stringer, buys himself a cheap camera and haunts the nighttime highways of L.A. looking for horrible things so he can get them on tape and sell them to Rene Russo as a unscrupulous news station director. This is kind of a change of pace for Jake Gyllenhaal. He's been, you know, is trying to establish himself as a serious, somber actor. And here it kind of pops loose. People are comparing it to Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. For my money, it's more like Robert De Niro in The King of Comedy. This guy that Gyllenhaal plays, he's kind of a Rupert Pupkin who believes that he is absolutely the greatest guy on earth, and everybody else looks at him and sees this very kind of scary, creepy loser. It's a very bughouse, wiggy performance from Gyllenhaal. You can tell he's having fun, and I don't know the last time the actor had fun in a movie. For me, it was occasionally over the top, but certainly entertaining, and the film scored some real points about what we watch and why we watch.
Yeah, it feels so real. It feels like, that sounds very real, that kind of a person.
Yes, it does, and what they sell to TV and what we watch, like it or not, it feels real too.
Well, Toronto International Film Festival, of course, means films from all over the world. One you wanted to mention, Roy Anderson's A Pigeon Sat on a Branch Reflecting on Existence. Where's that from? Tell us about it.
That is from Sweden, and Roy Anderson is a very special case. He's one of those filmmakers, sort of like David Lynch, like Guy Madden, like Terrence Davies, who makes a very specific, extremely stylized film. All of his movies kind of look alike, but they're all like the same really interesting, bizarre, fascinating, funny movie. This one's a series of vignettes that are sort of a little bit Sam Beckett, a little bit slapstick, in a way that makes you laugh and at times horrifies you. The movie strikes surprisingly deep in places. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but you definitely know you're seeing a singular vision there. It just won the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival like 4 days ago. So he's been around for a while making movies. Not many people have seen him, and I'm kind of glad that he's actually getting popped up into the spotlight now.
Well, before we let you go, we have to mention one last film. One of our favorite actresses, Anna Kendrick. And
again,
thank goodness, singing, because one of our guilty pleasures, of course, is the film Pitch Perfect about glee choirs, and she sang in that as well. The new movie, The Last 5 Years, tells the story of a relationship through songs. Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan. Here's a little of Anna Kendrick singing.
You don't have to get a haircut. You don't have to change your shoes. You don't have to like Duran Duran. Just love me.
Ty Burr, please tell me this is fun.
Oh my God, it's fun. It's actually a very sad story. It's about a marriage that doesn't work out, and the gimmick is it's told with his scenes going forward in the relationship and her scenes and songs going backward. And that's a little muddled in this film version directed by Richard LeGravenaise. But the songs are good, and Jeremy Jordan is very good, and Anna Kendrick is just sublime. And I'm sorry, for somebody who's been watching her since Camp. Remember that movie
yes.
back in 2003 where she nailed the ladies who lunch and she looked like she was about 12 years old? You know, some of us have known that she is a musical star, not just a good actress and a movie star, but one of the, you know, potentially unique movie musical stars of her generation. And if you're a fan of hers, and I am, and I know a lot of people are, this is the one that I think is going to bump her up a notch to where she belongs.
Well, The Last 5 Years is due out next Valentine's Day. So meanwhile, you could maybe have your own Anna Kendrick Film Festival and watch what she's already done. As Ty Burr reports to us from the Toronto International Film Festival, I know you got to get back to those dark rooms you love to sit in. Ty, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.